Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, Monday morning, a brand new week. Are you excited about this week? You got a lot of stuff to do. Got it all planned out. You're focused on where you ultimately want to go. Well, that's what this podcast is all about. Every single day, you and I, we connect in this manner. Two like-minded people, you and me, bro to bro, going through this game of life, this challenge of life, this combination lock. We're trying to figure out that combination towards happiness, fulfillment, achievement. Putting this pieces to this puzzle together, just you and me. And this is one of the things that we do every single day, our ritual to make sure we stay focused on what we really want out of our lives. And then we back up and we make sure that we're thinking in a manner that leads to consistent action every single day to get to that life, that overall quality of life, both inside and outside of the gym, that we really want. And we constantly take the time to redefine and say, hey, is this what I really want? Am I settling for too little? If I could not fail, what are the emotions, the achievements, the material things, whatever's important to me, what are they? What do I really, really want? And again, this is our daily check-in. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, spending this time with me. There are so many places to go on the internet. There are so many people posting blog articles for you, podcasts, videos, and you're taking the time to listen to me. And I just want to let you know, I really appreciate that. Yes, I do put a lot of time, energy, and effort getting up every morning and really taking this seriously to produce a podcast that's going to create value in your life. But you have to take the time to actually listen to me. And I'm flattered by that. I take this responsibility that I've thrust upon myself as a coach, a mentor, a friend, training partner, however you want to look at me. And I will not let you down. So again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for sharing, retweeting, spreading the good word about this podcast. It allows me to produce value. And by you sharing, liking, tweeting, telling your friends about it, it's helping me get up in the morning, do the same exact thing, and I reach a broader audience. I reach more people, and I appreciate that. And hey, thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, that's my business. This is part of my business model, is that I'm going to show you what kind of a person I am, how dedicated, how hardworking, how committed I am to your success. And you're going to see that, hey, is this the kind of person who I want to buy supplements for? And I'm very confident of what you'll come up with. Heck, I'm here every single morning pounding away, making you feel good, making you think about your life. Small improvements, large improvements, especially over time, the more you listen to these podcasts, making you feel good. Why would you not at least give Mass Machine Nutrition supplements a try? Why would you not? Okay. All right. So go to skiplacour.com, click the link, Mass Machine Nutrition. And you'll see my product line and how to order Mass Machine Nutrition. And I appreciate your support. You know, speaking of Mass Machine Nutrition, I'm surprised how many people who work out, who are knowledgeable, do not use creatine monohydrate. And I just don't exactly understand the reason why. And I think it's because there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of internet gurus out there, experts out there, who don't have a lot of training experience. They don't know how things work. They're crazy passionate, you know, so they get on the message boards and spread their truth, their version of the truth, their experiences. Not always the best advice, though. And, you know, getting lean, getting ripped, I mean, it's a process. I mean, it doesn't just take, you know, dedication and hard work, although that's a great place to start. There's a certain level of knowledge and persistence with the knowledge that you actually execute it to get lean and ripped. And my belief is that a lot of these guys have not figured that out. And so they look in the mirror and they're fat or watery. Again, because of conditioning, because of those calories, not understanding how the nutrition process works. And if they're taking creatine, they just blame it on the creatine. Well, creatine makes me hold water. I'll just explain to you is that every one of you who wants to build muscle and wants more strength and more fullness in your muscle bellies, right? Because the muscles are, the majority of it is fluid, right? It is water. You need to be taking creatine monohydrate, and you need to take my MM1000 micronized creatine monohydrate, my Mass Machine Nutrition MM1000, the highest quality micronized creatine monohydrate, right? It's not going to make you fat. It's not going to make you bloated like, you know, some of these guys say on the internet. What it does, it has your muscles, the ability to hold fluid, which again, they're mostly fluid, to maximize that. All right. It would be like an inner tube in a tire, your old bike tire, the inner tube. It fills that inner tube, that muscle up with fluid. All right. And it doesn't create a layer of water in between the muscle and the skin, right? It just fills that muscle up. So you have the illusion, you have more size, all right? That's why you gain the few pounds when you take the creatine monohydrate. But it's good water weight because it goes into the muscle, not between the skin and the muscle, right? The people who are saying that, I mean, they're just not lean enough, and they're just blaming the creatine monohydrate. So in addition to that size and that appearance, I mean, that also gives you more torque, more strength in the gym, right? And just to let you know, when you see those contest pictures of me when I was all shredded and ripped on stage, I loaded with creatine monohydrate. 5 grams, 5 times throughout the day during the last week. And that's how I looked. Did I look like I had a washed out, watery look, bloated look because of creatine? No, because again, it made me look fuller. It didn't have any effect on the leanness that I achieved, right? How ripped I looked. It just made me look fuller. It went right in to the muscles. And trust me, it took a lot of work to get in that type of condition. You've heard me talk about how long my dieting process was, how focused I was. The last thing I would do is take a chance on blurring all that hard work, all that leanness, all that body fat that I got rid of, and water it all out by taking creatine. All right. So it does not have you hold water. Again, I'm surprised, man. I'm talking to this one gentleman who has years of training experience, and he also has years of competing, and he wasn't taking creatine monohydrate. All right. So Mass Machine Nutrition's MM1000 creatine monohydrate, micronized creatine monohydrate. Go to skiplacour.com, click the link. You want this in your supplement arsenal. I mean, creatine monohydrate has proven itself over time. There's in the supplement business, there's supplements that come and go all the time. Creatine has been the best-selling, most effective supplement for the last 20 years since it was introduced to the market, right? Creatine monohydrate, too. Now, let you know that when you have a great-selling supplement that's proven to be effective, what supplement companies will do, they'll try to put their own little spin or their own little ingredient added to it or their own different version of it because they want to capitalize on these already established sales. That in creatine monohydrate, how it's built the trust of those who use it for over 20 years, so they want to put their own little spin on it. But I'm telling you, the micronized creatine monohydrate, that's your best bet. That's the most effective. That is what has stood the test of time, unlike all these other supplements that come and go, a lot of these other supplements. So Mass Machine Nutrition, MM1000, micronized creatine. You want to go to skiplacour.com, click the links, and you know, put that in your supplement regimen. So this podcast that I do every single day is really less instruction. You know, I've got podcasts on the bodybuilding.com forums. I mean, you can look on Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of places where you can go where, you know, my podcasts are about bodybuilding and training instruction where, you know, this is just you and me. It's just casual conversations. It's a gut check time about your life. You force yourself, you self, you step up to the self-imposed standards to listen to this podcast, you know, every single day. And it makes you think about where you're going, right? You don't have to listen to this. You want to listen to this because, you know, you're pushing yourself in that manner, right? So before we get going, let's talk about our daily disciplines, our ritual, right? So what was that achievement yesterday? What was that thing that you did that impressed even you, even with your high standards? Self-esteem is created, it's built, it's magnified, it's bolstered, it's augmented when you continually do things that impress even you. You don't just stay within your, you know, comfort zone, the things that you're comfortable with. There's things that you know that you should do. You should jump on it. Maybe you don't feel comfortable with and you procrastinate, or I don't know, in the gym, you know, you should put 5 more pounds on it, or you should go for that 1 more rep. And that's just a metaphor, you know, for life. You know, you should work that 1 more hour, or, you know, step up and ask somebody for help who you've been a little bit tentative. It's all these small actions every single day that are just a little bit or far beyond our comfort zone, what we would normally think. And we do them. And sometimes we don't even have to succeed. We don't even have to get the answer that we want. We don't even have to get the 1 more rep with 5 more pounds. And again, I don't just mean that literally. We're more than just muscles. But because you and I have this passion for the gym, I like to use the metaphor of the weight training, right? What we do in the gym. So sometimes we don't have to get that 1 more rep, or someone doesn't have to accept our plan, or we don't really have to succeed or even be productive in that 1 more hour of work we tack on to our day. Sometimes it's just the discipline of going for it. If we think it, we must do it, right? It's pushing ourselves. So even if we fail or succeed or it doesn't turn out the way that we would have wanted it to, right? I mean, we're impressed that we finally took action. We finally stretched ourselves. So what was the thing for you, big, small, somewhere in between, where you impressed yourself? You built that confidence because you stepped out of your comfort zone and you attacked something that you know you should have been attacking maybe for months or weeks, definitely, right? So what was that thing for you, right? That's what we ask ourselves all the time. And then I'm always curious for this. I want your emails at skip@skiplacour.com. Right when you did this thing, or how about right before? Oh, I got to do this. No, I'm going to put off. I got to do this. No, I got to put it up. Oh, what does Skip say? If you think it, you must do it. If you think it, you must do it. No, I'll do it later. No. I'm going to do this. And then tomorrow when I'm listening to the Morning Connection podcast, this is going to be the thing when he asks what we achieved, what impressed even ourselves. It's going to be this. How about this? Okay, so every single day during this podcast, I'm going to ask you what it is. So the day before, you know you got to do something. You're thinking about it all day long, right? You know, one step is afterwards, you go, wow, I'm so impressed. This is what I'm going to answer when Skip asks this tomorrow on the podcast. But how about even one step further, right? And you say, man, I'm not putting this off today. I'm going to accomplish this because I'm going to get my accomplishment out of the way. And it's because of this podcast. It's because you're listening to this all the time. I mean, how awesome is that? That is mental conditioning. That's strength. That's when your investment of listening to this podcast is really paying off. You are developing the mindset of a champion. Awesome stuff. All right. So, and what was that cool moment? What was it for you that life was, you know, especially awesome yesterday because of this one little moment? I don't know. Maybe you're watching football, and I know we have an international audience here, but on Sundays, American football is really popular. Maybe your team it won a great comeback or something like that. And, you know, you just kind of escaped for a little while. And that was the awesome moment. What was it for you? All right. Maybe it was just the connection. You worked hard all week, both inside and outside of the gym. And maybe you had a little bit of connection time with your wife, your girlfriend, your family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or whatever it is, you know, for you, if you're a man or a woman, or hell, I don't care if you're a man or a woman and you got a girlfriend or boyfriend, what does it matter? But the point is, you had a little bit of connection and you thought, wow, life is cool, Right? What was that moment for you? And did you know that right when it was happening? That you said, wow, this is going to be the cool moment I think about tomorrow when I'm listening to the Morning Connection podcast. Again, when we're thinking about this immediately after the events, hell, even right before the events as they're being set up, man, that's when you're getting the edge, right? So what were those for you? You know, for me, yesterday, talk about a cool moment. It's really nice to visit my brother. You've heard me talk about my brother. He's 11 months older than I am. No, he's not into bodybuilding or training or anything like that. Although, because of his genetic ability, they used to call him Mr. Anatomy back in college for baseball. You know, he never worked out, but that was his nickname back in college. It just tells you about, you know, maybe the genetics, the similar DNA we have, right? No, he didn't exploit that by going into a tunnel and training for 25 years to exploit those gifts. He went into a different area, but it was really nice visiting my brother and his wife, and my nephew was there. You might see my nephew, Ronnie, on my YouTube videos where I took him in the gym, did some video training sessions with him, and actually some goal-setting sessions. Actually, that's really cool. If you're listening to this podcast, maybe you're on iTunes, all right, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SkipLaCour, youtube.com/SKIPLACOUR, and you'll see me training my 19-year-old nephew. He's 20 now, though. Actually, I sat down, and we did a goal-setting session. Pretty cool. That was pretty cool to be all this stuff that I offer you, get you to think about your life and where you're going. I got to sit down with my flesh and blood, my nephew, and go through this process with him, right? So go to YouTube, check that out. I don't know. I think it was moving, and there's a lot that you can learn from that. But for me, that was the cool moment, spending time with my brother, my sister-in-law, and my nephew. All right. So again, this is our casual conversation. I think that's what I was talking about with this Morning Connection podcast. I get up every morning kind of as I'm going through this game of life with you. I kind of share, you know, my thoughts, my observations as I'm looking through social media. And, you know, again, just connecting every single day, whether I have something profound to say that's just going to pierce your heart because, man, that dude is talking right to me. Or, you know, just two like-minded people just hanging out on this podcast. You downloaded this to your phone, or you're listening to it streaming from the internet, whatever it is. I'm in your ear. We're just kind of going through it. Some days may have more of an impact than others, but we're building this trust. We're building this relationship. And this is really important that you are learning. And man, now this is kind of personal. I mean, this really hits me. I know that some of us who are in this whole bodybuilding and training lifestyle, you know, I know that we've had some things in our lives, and whether we understand it or not, somewhere in our minds we perceive them as traumatic or a bad situation that was out of our control. And that could have happened when you were 5 years old, 15 years old. Hell, a breakup of a girlfriend, maybe she cheated on you or something like that, 25 years old. And we take refuge in the structure and the predictability of the bodybuilding and training lifestyle. Going to the gym, it's you versus you, the meals. You don't have anybody to blame. You don't have, but more importantly, you don't have anybody who can get in the way of you succeeding. And we take comfort in that type of thinking, that structured lifestyle, right? And, you know, I talk about it a lot through a lot of things that I do, is that you're not going, and this is your big brother Skip talking, right? You're not going to enjoy the quality of life that you really want staying in that safety zone, not counting on people. You need people. You just need to have the confidence and develop a sense of trust that people are going to be there for you and that you expect the best. And if you expect the best, you're going to be more creative and create win-win situations and use this great resource of other people to help you get where you want to go in life. It's going to be a lot easier with other people. Now, At the same time, you create value for them and you learn how to make this work. If your trust has been broken somewhere along the line, and maybe you don't even realize this, that you don't expect anything out of people, or you expect the worst. And sometimes you do expect the worst and you don't ask anything from other people because in your mind, you're thinking, well, no harm, no foul. I'm just going about my life, doing what I can. I don't want to impose on other people. It isn't that I don't trust other people. It's just that, you know, I've learned how to make this work myself. So you don't even understand the genesis of this way of thinking is your lack of trust. Anyway, you know, I talk about that a lot in my upcoming book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. I'm going to tell you my whole story and see, you know, if you can relate to it. Very careful not to assume. I'm very careful not to assume that my story is your story. And I'm also, I've been, you know, preaching this message, with people one-on-one for a while now. My job is just to tell you my story. You can make out of it whatever. It applies to you. That's awesome. If it applies to you and you take action in a similar manner that I did to make my breakthroughs, to grow, to man form, to put myself in a position to get more out of life, then that's awesome. If it's just an entertaining story for you, right? Hey, that's interesting story about Skip, everything that he's gone through. Interesting, right? That's good too. But one thing is, I'm not going to force anything upon you that my story is your story. Because even if it is, if you're not in a position of pain where you've just had enough, it's not going to make an impact. And I'm just telling you through experience, it's just going to be a cool story. You're not going to see where it applies to you because you're not at that point. But one thing is that I'm just going to tell you is that if you have these certain trust issues, and maybe that's the reason why we connect in this manner. We come from maybe some of the same victories, but also the same defeats in life. All right. What this podcast will do for you is help you develop trust. Trust in people. And even if it's in the back of your mind in a way that you don't even realize, that every single morning, this guy with his incredibly busy schedule, he does what he says. He comes through with his podcast number 57 in a row. I don't know how he does it, or what he necessarily gets out of it. But I know I can count on the Skip LaCour guy to do what he says. If you think about it, you know, that's my gift to you, to build one level of trust that you can expect something from somebody and he delivers. And it's just that rewiring of the mind that all people aren't bad. All people won't let you down. Whether you realize you're thinking that way or not, this is just my gift to you to piece together that level of trust just little by little, right? So even if I don't have anything profound to say during a podcast, just the fact that you and I are connecting, that you can get up in the morning, download this, and your friend Skip is there to go on this journey with you like he said he was. All right, so there's a lot of hidden benefits that I'm implanting, you know, in this podcast to help you out every day. That people do come through. People do what they say. It's not all people are this, so therefore you're not going to rely on other people. And if, for example, you know, people do let you down, you're strong enough. You understand the big picture. You'll be fine anyway. All right. So, yeah, again, that's something near and dear to my heart that I put myself in a position to earn that gift, that lesson. And again, I talk about it all in my upcoming book, and you'll hear it sprinkled throughout these podcasts. That's the gift that I'm going to give to you by showing up every single day and you knowing there's somebody out there who does what they say. And it's going to create some shifts in your brain about how this world works and how people work. And it may be different than maybe the negative attitude you have. Because I'm just telling you guys, it's not going to work if you don't learn how to create relationships with other people. to create win-win situations, to get that overall quality of life that you really want, it's not going to happen alone. Or you just depending so much on you. Got to take that risk. Got to learn the skills of helping out other people, creating value, being persistent, all right, finding ways to make it work. Yeah, so this is our casual conversation, our connection, whether I have something brilliant to say or not. But one thing I'm excited about is I, as you know, I have that Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training audio course audio and video course, 26 hours of video, 23 hours of audio, step by step. I kind of line out the whole thing to bring you to my level of mastery inside the gym, training, eating, nutrition, mindset, lifestyle, organization, everything. Check that out. Go to skiplacour.com. Click the link at the top, Results University. And then what I did is, because I know you love this stuff about leading your own life before you can lead other people, your man formation, confidence, right? I just threw that, I added that program in because you guys love that stuff. And I'm committed to helping you become the best you can be, both inside and outside of the gym. Well, one thing that I've realized, I'm dumping so much information on you, is some of you are a little intimidated to get this program. I'm thinking, why would you not? Why would you not invest in this program if you're committed? You're pounding away, you know, every single day. You're loving these podcasts. Just think of when you make the $197 investment, and then it's 6 months go by, and you just put in the work watching and listening to me in a real focused type of classroom type setting, Results University. Why would someone not do that, right? And I realized it was because maybe there's too much information. There's tons of information on the internet, your information overload, right? So I'm always looking for ways to become more effective and efficient at the way I coach and the way I teach. And so this week I'm adding just another dimension. No added price, just included with the value. And I learned this from this podcast, the way you love this type of bro-to-bro talk, this more casual conversation, this transparency. And so I'm going to take that up a few notches. And every single week, it'll be posted by Sunday, right? I'm going to do a half-hour podcast lesson that's all directed about Results University. 20 minutes is going to be about training, nutrition, you know, that mindset involved with bodybuilding and training, okay? And then 10 minutes will be about man formation. So this isn't just more lecture material. This is the more casual conversation about those particular subjects. Maybe I'll talk about current events to tie it in, more current analogies to drive the message home. But what I like about this is that, you know, I have to be a little bit, maybe a little bit more politically correct during these podcasts. You know, I'm not one of those guys that I'm going to create controversy just for the sake of controversy. You see that all over the internet. Some, you know, little gurus, young gurus, you know, they're just, whether they realize it or not, they're really into their own significance rather than the message. But again, they don't necessarily realize this, in my opinion. And so they just have to create some controversy. You know, I'm not going to do that. How do I benefit from that? Why do I want to create some shitstorm for an audience that isn't even receptive to it, right? So during these podcast lessons, I'm going to, you know, be less politically correct, and I'm just going to cut through all the bullshit right to my message, because you are a more select audience, those of you who have invested and will invest in Results University. I'm not just throwing out there for anybody who doesn't give a shit. I'm giving to my select committed group. So not so much of a nice guy, not so politically correct, just, you know, straight and most effective manner. And that just augments everything that I teach in the Results University audio seminar course. So anyway, that reminds me, I found myself cussing. When I get really excited on this podcast, I'm cussing. I'm throwing out the cuss words, right? This reminds me of a story that, I guess to give you a little bit of a backdrop, is my parents were very, very, very strict. I mean, my brother and I would get in trouble, not for necessarily doing something wrong. if my mother got the inclination, the perception that we were thinking about doing something wrong, we'd get punished. I mean, that's how strict it was. And one thing that, you know, she didn't, you know, there's no cussing in our house at all. Well, you know, like I've told you, I've got a brother who's 11 months older. And, you know, boys being boys, every once in a while, a cuss word would come out. But we had this check and balance system. My brother was the good son, where I was the more, controversial son, right, with these two boys growing up. And so, you know, my brother's thing was to be, you know, I don't know, a kiss ass with my parents. He was always the good son, right? So, you know, he developed that identity, right? So part of it is to keep me in line. So every time I did something wrong, I always knew that he would go tell my parents. We didn't have this like bond where he watched out for me. Actually, he kept me in line. That was probably a good thing to keep me in line. I knew that I didn't just have to, if I was going to do something wrong, I didn't have to just conceal it from my parents. I would have to conceal it from my brother too, right? So we had this check and balance system. So, you know, every time I guess I would cuss, you know, he'd tell on me. And, you know, I probably told on him a few times when he did something wrong, but he never did anything wrong. So I didn't have too many chances of doing that. So anyway, I remember we were probably about 12 years old or so, riding our bikes down this big, long, windy road to baseball practice, right? And then I remember, I don't know, I was in this rambunctious mood, and I just cussed or something, I don't know, butt ass, whatever I said as a 12-year-old boy. And my brother goes, I'm telling. And, you know, that was pretty common. Every time I slipped up, he would say, I'm telling on you, right? But in that moment, he had a decision to make. Was he going to do the standard method of operation, Skip does something wrong, I'm going to call him under the carpet, I'm going to scare him, I'm going to threaten him that I'm going to tell mom or my parents? Or he can take this opportunity and go, I can get away with cussing because I have something on him. He can't tell on me because he just cussed. And, you know, my brother normally always took the more honorable route, didn't get dragged down to my level, right, and tell the authorities about my wrongdoing, right? But in this particular moment, he decided to go for it. And so he cussed. And I don't know, but shit, whatever, fuck, whatever the cuss word was, right? He decided to jump in. But the funny thing that happened about that is, so now he had the goods on me, I had the goods on him. We couldn't tell on each other. And we had all this repression, all this strict parenting, no cussing allowed, or we'd get in real trouble for it. But now we had a free rein. Cussing would be no longer something that we wouldn't be able to do amongst each other because now we have the goods on each other. And riding our bikes down that long, windy road to baseball practice, we let out 12 years of pent-up cussing that we weren't able to do. Every single cuss word imagined came out of our mouths in fun, hard-ass way, right? Every which way we can manufacture a combination of cuss words, we did. It was just two kids just totally going for it. Yeah. So anyway, so sometimes I catch myself with a cuss word here or there for, you know, effect, and I'm still brought back to that day with that strict upbringing. Anyway, a little bit about me that you probably didn't know. But I'll tell you, the cuss words are going to be flowing during this special podcast Lessons for Results University. I'm going to not so much Mr. Nice Guy, direct and to the point, whatever it takes. Again, commentary on life, what's going on, you know. You know what I'm going to do the first session? I'm going to let y'all hear it, see what you have in store of you. But, you know, whether it's bullshit things that go in life that, you know, followers just follow blindly and they don't even question the authority, you'll hear things like that from me, my point of view on some more controversial topics. You know, you'll hear me calling out some stupid, silly things in this bodybuilding and fitness industry, in this information area that I really think is distracting you guys. You guys aren't seeing the big picture. And I don't have to be so politically correct as I am during this podcast, if you think that to be true anyway, right? I'm just going to cut through all the bullshit during my podcast. So another added bonus to Results University. And actually, I look forward to, but that's only for the select group, those who have some skin in the game, those who are receptive audience, right? I'm not just going to throw out, I don't need any significance to feel important by it being so controversial to a bunch of people who don't really care. I mean, I don't get that whole thing. Anyway, hey, that's our connection for this morning. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.